Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, Susan Winter. Welcome to my channel. If you're new, please, I hope you enjoy the content. And if you do, please subscribe. Those of you who come back every week and are part of my YouTube family know how much I appreciate your ongoing support. And as you know, I answer your video requests. And I pulled this one out of the file because I think it applies to many of you. You hesitated. They pursued you. Whether you didn't really start to date them or you got involved and you bailed. It was your fault, and now you want them back, and you don't know how to do that. So I'm going to read this video request from Vivian and give you some tips how you might be able to rectify the situation. Vivian writes, "Hi, Susan. I've been recently in a relationship with someone who actively pursued me, but I wasn't confident and took too long to finally open up to them, by which time they broke up with me. I was wondering if there's a chance of getting them back. Thank you." Vivian, I'll give you a couple of choices depending on the time period. If this is recent, under a month, immediately contact them. Clarify your thoughts and immediately contact them. Apologize and explain why you hesitated and make it very, very, very clear. It wasn't for a lack of interest. My grandmother was dying. I had to finish the product. I was so scattered. I couldn't keep my eyes on my business. I had my startup problems. I was in the middle of a legal battle, or I was afraid. I was afraid of what I was feeling. It felt real for me. Be vulnerable, be real, be direct. All right? That you have to speak from the heart and you must be clear. Read it a couple times before you send it and give them the option. Thank them for listening. If you send it in a text message, say, "Thank you for reading this. If you care to get in touch with me, I'd love to discuss this with you. Or if you care to talk about it, please feel free to reach out to me." It's about the most gracious invitation you can give them because you actually hurt them. There are many versions of this, so I'm going to continue into each segment. Number two, it's been a long time. Maybe it took you 6 months, several months. Time has moved on. Maybe they were seeing somebody else. It gets trickier. It is harder to win them back at this time. So what I suggest is that you write a letter. And again, it's a version of a clarification and a closure and an apology. And you let them know, again, it was not for a lack of interest, and you apologize, just telling them that you hesitated and that was not the truth of how you felt. This would have to be more succinct, a little bit less emotional, because you have to understand that time has passed and they may have moved on. You don't want to push or insert yourself into their life, but you need to be mindful. And I'd phrase something like, "I didn't feel comfortable letting it sit the way it was. And I felt that to be truthful and transparent, I needed to tell you my whole story. I hope this puts things in the proper context." Okay. Number three. And again, this is part of the scenes that I cannot see. Maybe they were rushing the pace. Maybe you were so happy that they pursued you that you tried to make it work. And this thing that you assume as your fault in your hesitancy was actually because some things weren't right. And are you reviewing it properly? Was this a person that you can't stand to lose? Do you want a second chance because you didn't have enough time to have analysis? Do you know that they're right for you? Or did you hope they'd be right for you? Because oftentimes, what people call hesitation is a clue. Their instincts are slowing them down. So this is your due diligence to ask yourself, what is my truth in this case? Did I have some justifiable hesitancy? Was it moving a little too quickly? Or was I really scared? then I would revert to number one or two. But what is the truth about this? Have I just been dating for a while? And I'm like, oh, nobody's pursuing me. What did I do? Oh, I need to get them back just because I don't have anybody. So be very, very clear to separate. I love that somebody pursued me from I really messed up with them. I hope this helps you. Vivian, thank you for writing me. If you have a question for me, send it to susanwinter.net. To the contact page, there is a little rectangular box that says Q&A video requests. Click there. Maybe I'll pull it up. We have an awful lot of them come in every week, but I like to do the ones that I find interesting that I think most resonate with all of you. If you'd like to really talk to me and sort it out, the best way is to book a consultation session. I do in person, and I also do 45 minutes or an hour. So take a look at the consultation page. And everyone, thank you very much.